Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And available right now on the VFN Torch, you can get to it at VFNTV.com, is a prophetic word from Rick Joyner. Mm-hmm. It's called The Fullness of Time and the Valley of Decision. You've got to read this. You may look at it and think.
Mm-hmm.
You may look at it and think that this is a lot of words, and I know that mm-hmm. we're kind of an illiterate generation. Is there any way, can somebody read this to me? You know,
right.
Take your time to read it. A prophecy is this, if it's accurate. A prophecy is your future in advance. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people want to know, oh, well, I still have this job in a year. You know, will America make it? Mm-hmm. will Israel be at war in a few days? And we're going to be talking about that today. But this is a word that I believe is an accurate word, because I've seen it walked out. And it was part of what when the prophetic encounter that he had and he wrote about it in The Final Quest, was so important, because it began to really explain the things that we don't see that we're wrestling against, and what's mm-hmm. happening to the church, and how, you know, thousands of believers can be held captive by just two demons of fear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And after a while, it's just like, you know, you get really, it's like, come on, just die already. You know, or the fear is like, what are you afraid of? Yeah. Are you going to spend your whole life captive in fear? And it's fear of loss, fear of humiliation, mm-hmm. you know, fear of not, you know, of trouble. I don't know. But it's like, you know, really, you know, this is all about faith. What did Jesus say when the disciples came to him and they were in the boat and there was a storm going on? That was just a weather storm going on. Mm-hmm. You know, today we have every kind of storm going on.
Yeah.
At the same time,
these are ones walking with Jesus. And they went and they found him, you know, in the bottom of the boat. And obviously it wasn't a boat like Americans would think. Wow, he must have been on one of those cruise ships, you know, down there in the surface. He was like, no.
Right. No, right. I don't think so.
You know, when you see the Galilee, you're thinking, wow, guys. Well, y'all were scared. I was like, either way, you know, they said that the storm was so bad, they're thinking, we're going to drown, we're going to die. And so they mm-hmm. go and they go on their prayer, they go to pray. No, they go down and find Jesus. And they say, don't you even care? Don't you even care that we're going to die? You know, our economy's going to crash, and I'm going to lose my relationships. And you don't even care, Jesus. You don't even care. You know, and Jesus, you know, wakes up. What's going on, guys? What's on? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Economy, straighten up. Weather, straighten up. Mm-hmm. Storm, peace, be still. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they're going like, Who is this that even the storms listen to? Mm-hmm. You know?
That's right.
You know, he didn't do like we would do. It's like, you're just now getting the revelation.
Yeah, right. Right.
Hello.
It's like, I thought you were a believer last year.
The eyeball coming back.
Yeah, right, know, right, 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 right. Head, is my eye twitching right now?
Yeah, right.
None of those things gave you any indication.
I mean, he didn't do that. He just said, you of little faith. But they had faith, which is really important. You know, sometimes it can look like we don't have any, but if you look really close with your microscope, there's some situations that really you just, you know, like you're hanging on. And then, but he said, you have a little faith. He rebuked them. Mm-hmm. And so right now, when all this stuff is going on, understand it's nothing but a storm. And the greatest day of the church is yet to come. I mean, it's written, mm-hmm. the greatest days are yet to come. But with it, you know, obviously persecution, but we're not looking for ourselves. We're looking for the glory of God. We're looking for souls to be saved. We're looking for, the only thing that we can carry with us in eternity is the people that we tell about him that accept him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we can spend eternity with those who we told him about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Told them about him. And so understanding that is like, this is a great opportunity. You know, this is a really great opportunity. And he talks about in this word about the waves. And, you know, there's one thing God has shown us over and over again is these waves, mm-hmm. these waves. And, And, you know, with a tsunami and with a wave and the things that come, you know, a great harvest, a garden comes and produces fruit only after the hard soil is tilled and broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And things are planted in it.
Right.
And when people's hearts are hard, you know, it takes difficult circumstances. It takes things to go through rough places. And if we don't understand that a seed has to first die before it can bear fruit, that we can mess up our perspective and respond just like the disciples. And we could say, oh, don't you even care? And it's like, dude, it's not even about you. I'm breaking hard soil up in the hearts of men so you can tell them about me and plant the seed of hope in the kingdom in their hearts so they could find me. And if we don't understand that, you know, we're supposed to be stable and steadfast when things are shaking because we're waiting for the quake to be able to soften their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be running around screaming, this guy, oh my goodness, oh my, what was my stuff and oh, what's going on? It's like, no. You know, we're prepared. God's been telling us about what to do. And the only reason we're preparing is not for self-preservation. It's so that we can be there for others.
Right.
You know, so we can remain faithful, steadfast. And it's amazing the things that God has shared. And what he talks about in this prophetic word, and you got to read it. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but about is this is a window of time that we had to prepare because the first wave came, but it pretty much skipped the West. It skipped Europe and it skipped America, the Americas. And this next wave is going to be like a tsunami. But the time between the waves was the time for us to prepare and to train. And I mean, if you're talking about prepare, I mean, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's, we've been nonstop day in, day out, you know, and there's others, I'm sure, in the world that are doing it. But he said this, which is pretty interesting in there. I mean, John, you probably want to talk about it more, but but he said that, that time, many people wasted that time and did not prepare, which means it's going to come. The purpose of it is to be able to bring in a great harvest of men and women to the kingdom of God, but not being prepared is not good. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that you can prepare. You know, get with your pastor and to say, listen, I want to be prepared for the coming harvest. You know, and if you're not connected or related to a gathering of people who believes what I'm talking about, then you need to first tell them about it and see if they'll believe. You know, share with them the word that's on the torch right now and share with them VFN radio. And maybe I'd encourage them. But if they're going to say, nothing's happening, nothing, you know, you need to get prepared. You know, you need to get prepared. And I encourage you to do this. Go and watch the tsunami that took place in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watch the tsunami that took place, you know, that just, it looks like nothing's going to happen. It's just a typical day.
Right.
Like the eye of a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And then this big, huge wave, this gathering of a wave is out there because it has a shifting of the plates or whatever. And so it creates this void in the bottom of the ocean that all this water just goes down to this lowest spot, which means it pulls water from the shore. So it looks like things are the water is going away.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, what he's talking about in this word is that it's going to look like the church is in its greatest retreat.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to look like the church is, you know, that it looks like that the church is, quote, as if it could, but can't. You know, it's going to lose. He says, don't chase this tide, you know, and what we're talking to everybody about all the time is to stay steadfast, to stay stable, stay fruitful, you know, get a strategy for a productive life, begin to abide with God. And that's what he talks about over and over again so that you won't follow all these things. And we're not talking about panic. We're talking about preparation to be fruitful. And he said, don't chase the tide. Because it's going to be coming in. And what happens is it looks like the water's going away, but all of a sudden the biggest move of God is going to come like a tsunami, and it's just going to go everywhere. But when it goes everywhere, you have to understand, you know, anything that you're hanging on to, self, occupation, property, things, whatever it is you think you have to have other than God, will be like an anchor to you. It'll control you. It's become a god to you, and you're not going to be able to be a part of the tsunami, the wave of God that's going on. You have to hold everything loosely. And then he talks about, you know, that he's going to be restoring the call of the sons of Issachar, the anointing of understanding the times. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing the Lord has really, you know, given me, is about understanding the seasons and the times. And mm-hmm. it's almost like I'm able to prepare for it and prepare everybody for it, you know, while you look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they go, hey, you know, this is a good idea. You know, it's like, yeah, you were beating me last week. But that the timings of Issachar said that the Lord told me at one time, he says, you know, that's what you're, I'm going to give you that anointing. That's what he said that he's given to Rick. And he said, it's going to be everywhere though, across the body. And if you're abiding with God and the sons of Issachar, they understood the times and the seasons. And so it's not going to be just a few people. Everybody's going to know this is the time.
This is that, right?
And this is what's next. And, you know, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That everybody that abides with God is going to hear his voice. And he's going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh.
Mm-hmm.
In that, he says, you know, talking about surfing, you know, and John being an avid surfer, you know, but I'll just do my best, is that you have to get on your board. You know, you have to position yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get to know the right place and the right time where the wave's coming. You have to be in that place at the right time, and you have to be moving in the direction of the wave.
Right.
Mm.
And that was one of the original words that, you know, I was sharing as we were doing what God told us to do in the context of that. And imagine being on a surfboard and this large wave behind you, and you're on your belly and you're paddling with your arms in the water, mm-hmm. and you got to be paddling,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be paddling in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paddling sideways, you're just going to flip over.
Yeah, you're dead. Right.
If you're paddling too slow, it's going to be like a real, you know, shooting star moment for you. It'll like, mm-hmm. boom, well, that was something. Well, let's write a book. And then, mm-hmm. but if you're paddling in the right direction and you're listening to the seasons, the times, and you understand that this is coming, and you position yourself and you are trained up, and that's what the season's about. And if you haven't been trained up, I encourage you to begin to look to VFNU, Vine Fellowship Network University, and maybe that's mm-hmm. for you to be trained up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole process to that, but you know, you have a limited amount of time. But to me, I think it's the fastest way to be trained up as you're abiding with God. I was listening to some testimonies. I actually was reading an article from Charisma Magazine about IHOP, International House of Prayer, and they talk about how the students show up in their classes there in IHOPU so ready because they spend their time soaking in God and the Word of God and in prayer, because they have 24-hour prayer there.
Right.
So when they come into the classrooms, they challenge the instructors.
Mm.
Well, with VFNU, it's about abiding with God and that you're hanging out with God. So when you're hearing revelation, it's revelation, that you're getting this aha moment continually because you are already with God. So it's this rapid oxygen chamber of growth if you submit yourself to what God is doing and it's revealed to you what God wants for the season. And maybe that's for you to prepare you for what's coming on. I mean, you can check out and go to vfnu.org and maybe that can prepare you. And maybe you're even called to be a part of the VFN family, but not. You still can be trained up, possibly for where God has you and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to vfnu.org. But with that, you know, he had the final quest, the encounter with final quest, and then the call.
Mm-hmm.
And the call is amazing because in 1998 is when he signed the commitment for the publishing of the call.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's when a huge phase of what we were doing, we're reading this thing and thinking, man, this describes to a T.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about three different armies,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the first army brought a lot of destruction and was infighting and all this kind of stuff going on. And they couldn't accomplish nothing. They did destruction going in, the destruction coming out. The second army, they would come into a bad town, for example, and they would do good things and it would look good. But when they left, they would walk all over and kill. They would destroy their own fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last army would walk in. There was no infighting, no jealousy, no envy, although there was ranks and there's rightly related an army. That, but when they would walk into a bad city, it would get better. And they would, in this vision, you could see all these buildings, you know, businesses operating again and green grass, and it'd be great. And then they would leave and the town would stay good.
Mm.
And the Lord asked him, you know, in this vision, he said, what do you think I should do to this first army? And he's like, you know, smack them. And he goes, this is my church.
Wow.
This is my church. And, you know, and he loves us. God loves us. And so he realized, you know, oh my goodness, we have a long ways to go to prepare. But that's 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are. We've been intensely trying to hear God and to prepare and to be an army that of believers, you know, God's army,
mm-hmm.
you know, spiritual army, not a military type thing. And to go and to win the harvest and to mm-hmm. be able to deal with the powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness, which is Satan's army,
mm-hmm.
you know, second Ephesians 6:12. And so it looks like God has prepared us, and probably maybe some of you that are listening, if you're not prepared, you can, you know, join those that are prepared and become a part of the army. You know, we actually, our leaders, you know, in BFM, we talk about the Gideon's army.
Mm-hmm.
It's a word that God had given us, and it's based off of that God can use a few selfless soldiers who follow the patterns of heaven, what God reveals, the battle plans and strategies to free an entire nation.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. And there's armies. I feel like there's flanks of armies all over the world and all over America just waiting for our commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ, to say, you know, charge, you know, and I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it. So when things are at their worst, realize that it's going to be really good for the kingdom of God and for the church. Not good in the context of what happened in the 80s and what happened in the 90s where everybody's, you know, building their own houses and driving around in fancy cars. That's not, you don't measure good in the kingdom of God based off of that. I mean, God doesn't mind you having things, but it's based mm-hmm. off of souls being saved, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, a great awakening, a third great awakening that changes the DNA of a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's going to come. This is an important part of this. And you just need to read this word. It's going to encourage you. And it really bears witness with myself. It bears witness
mm-hmm.
With those that are in leadership around me. And that it's going to be coming on the edge of what looks like it's almost over.
Mm.
And listen, devil can't pull nothing over on God. So don't think, oh my goodness, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. It's going to be, and don't ever interpret what we're saying. No, God's more powerful than mm-hmm. that.
Right.
But realize you got to make it through the storm and hold on to your faith and realize that prepare yourself for to be a part of taking in the harvest. And what do? You go and you tell them about the kingdom of God. He said, go into all the world and preach the kingdom. Don't preach salvation. He didn't say go preach salvation. Hey, I got 20,000 people saved. Well, what's their name? Well, I don't know their name. And did you tell them about the kingdom? No, you're supposed to seek first the kingdom. You didn't even tell them about the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he didn't say go preach salvation. He said the kingdom of God would be preached to all and the end would come.
Right.
He said, when you're talking to him, he says, tell them that the kingdom of God is near. Why is it near? Because if you're a believer, the kingdom of God is in you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they become a believer, the kingdom moves inside of them. Know ye not that you're the temple of God, that God's kingdom dwells inside of you, but it's like a seed.
Right.
And it needs to grow. And how does it grow? It grows through discipleship. Then he tells us, make disciples of everyone
mm-hmm.
that believes, after baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And that's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to do. And it's the most exciting thing that we can be a part of. And that's what we want to do at VFN Radio, VFN TV. We want to be a part of help encouraging you to move into not the great suggestion, the great commission, and prepare yourself now. And you need to prepare yourself. You can't just say it's coming, I'll just jump out there when it happens. Because if you go back and watch a video of Japan, it just overtakes everything, and it washed an entire city away. And so we have to be ready for what's about to come on the face of the earth, understanding behind it and in it is going to be the greatest harvest men has ever seen on the face of the earth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.